Okay. Our next presenter will be Lindsay Webb from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. She will be talking about not just another norovirus outbreak, lessons learned.
Thanks. Okay. On December 18th, 2013, we received notification through our EPI hotline that five people who had eaten at Jimmy John's in Garden City, Kansas were ill with acute GI symptoms. An outbreak investigation was initiated, and we soon began receiving reports of additional illnesses. We were able to get contact information, including email addresses for credit card patrons, as well as contact information for people who had recently placed catering orders. An online questionnaire was developed and distributed by email to patrons. Word got out, as it does, and the local health department quickly became overwhelmed with callers reporting additional cases. So the questionnaire was disseminated to the community through social media and local press. KDHE conducted employee interviews, and a retrospective case control study was performed. Eight stool specimens were submitted for norovirus testing to the state public health lab. And the Kansas Department of Agriculture conducted inspections on December 18th and 24th and performed a HACCP inspection on January 29th. 402 persons completed the questionnaire. 296 reported illness, and of these, 216 met the case definition. Ill persons were exposed between December 10th and 23rd. Incubation, duration, and symptoms reported were clinically compatible with norovirus. 15 persons sought health care, and 2 were hospitalized. Illness onset dates ranged from December 11th to 24th, with 2 distinct peaks. Lettuce, tomato, and hot peppers were statistically significant in bivariate analysis, and tomatoes and hot peppers remained significant in the regression model. So during the first inspection, some cooling and cold holding violations were noted, and the manager reported that several employees had missed work the previous week due to illness. On December 24th, KDA conducted a second inspection because we were identifying cases with exposure to Jimmy John's after the initial inspection. At that point, the establishment was temporarily closed, and cleaning was conducted using guidelines that were developed by the Iowa Department of Inspections and Appeals and adopted by KDA. Of the 8 specimens submitted for testing, 4 were improperly submitted, but they were in the wrong media, and 1 with 18 days from illness onset to specimen collection tested negative. The remaining 3 specimens tested PCR positive for norovirus genogroup 2. Tomatoes and hot peppers were statistically associated with illness, and some workers had missed work due to illness in the week before the outbreak, so we hypothesized that food became contaminated during preparation and service. The main lesson we learned here when this escalated so quickly from 5 cases to hundreds of cases is that it's never just another noro outbreak. This was the first outbreak investigation for which we received email addresses for credit card patrons. This enhanced our ability to disseminate our online survey and conduct a case control study, and we will routinely be requesting this information for future investigations. Second, as 5 of the 8 specimens submitted for testing were improperly collected, we'll definitely need to work more closely with laboratories and healthcare providers to ensure proper specimen collection and submission. Third, initial information on employee interviews and or employee illness from the operator seemed to be much more valuable than follow-up interviews with the employees. Most reported that while all of the other employees were ill, they themselves were not. Only 1 actually admitted to being ill and said they did not work at all during their illness. Somewhat contrary to this, local physicians later reported that while they were eating at Jimmy John's at the start of the outbreak, they witnessed employees running off the line to the bathroom and then could actually hear them vomiting out in the restaurant. So it seems like maybe more than 1 was ill. As a result of the low success rate of these interviews and the seeming lack of honesty, we're no longer routinely interviewing employees unless we have some reason to think that it will be valuable and usable. And finally, the restaurant was inspected and cleaning recommended on the day of the initial outbreak report, but illnesses continued to be linked to the establishment for the next few days. The norovirus-specific cleanup protocol implemented after the second inspection, this was the first time this protocol was used in an outbreak inspection, and it seemed to be successful in helping to stop transmission and has been incorporated into our outbreak inspection protocol. That's all I have.